Oh Lord, we just honour you, we just praise you, and we just worship you, and we just thank you for the worship that we've already had, Lord. It's just awesome. But this morning I want to touch on this verse here, John 13:14. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And if the verse goes on to say, because the whole world will know you're my disciples. The whole world will know you're my disciples. And I was thinking about this. You know, we have seen this verse many, many times. All of us, I'm absolutely sure. But you know something? This must be really, really, really important to God, that we love one another so that the whole world will know he is our disciples. And I go, God, we are all different. You have made us so different, and you want us to love each other. I mean, none of us look alike. We've got different personalities, we've got different cultures. And this morning I just want to throw in just another difference to make things even more complicated. Gary Chapman has brought out a book called The Five Love Languages. So here we have different love languages in association with everything else that is different. And so he has said that we are put into one of five different categories, maybe sometimes two. And so with these different love languages, we can relate in a better way with our spouses mainly, and our children. And he goes on to say that if we don't understand each other's love languages, if we're married, it's not going to be too long before actually cracks start to show within a marriage. So it is that important that we do understand what different love languages we have. So just very quickly, we're going to do a test. We are actually going to see what our love language is. So the whole idea is that the letter that jumps out at you will give some indication as to what your love language is. And so we're just going to do this before I carry on so that you know what I'm talking about. So we've got that. The letter that jumps out at you is some indication as to what your love language is. I was going to have it put up on the overheads, but it just came out very, very small, so I've condensed it to just a few. So, okay. The letter A. I like to receive notes of to be affirmed. E. I like it when you hug me. B. I like to spend one-on-one time with you. D. I feel loved when you give me practical help. C. I like it when you give me gifts. B. I like taking walks with you. D. I feel loved when you do things for me. E. I feel loved when you hug or touch me. E. I feel loved when you hold me in your arms. A. Your words of acceptance is important to me. C. I feel loved when I get a gift from you. B. I love to go places with you. A. I feel loved when you acknowledge me. Okay. Who are the A's?
That's a very long list.
That's actually very short. The list was much longer than that. So actually, if you want to take the long list test, just go on, look up Gary Chapman and you can get the long list. Okay, the A's. They need words of to be affirmed. Well done. You did such a great job. Excellent. Who are the B's? B's like quality time. They like time where they can go off by themselves, go read a book, go for a walk with a dog, or even just quality time with their spouse when no one else is around. What about the C's? C's love gifts. Okay, they love to receive gifts, they love to give gifts. Are you sure there's not any more C's around here? D's. D's are act of service. Yeah? So you like it when your spouse would say, hey, I'll do the dishes for you tonight, don't worry, I'll make the tea, it's acts of service. Or you yourself like to do things. I know there's a standard joke about me not doing the vacuum cleaning, but we won't go there. And there's physical touch. They are the E's. So how many E's? Yeah, E's. Okay, so they like to be hugged. And, yeah. So we understand what, we have an idea what our love language is. And that's great with couples, and it's great to know your love language when it comes to your family. But here's the thing. Within a church structure like this, we actually don't know each other's love language. And that can cause issues at times. Let me explain that, okay, further so you might understand. My love language isn't gifts. Yes, I like to get gifts, but it's not actually my love language. And so for one birthday, my son-in-law, it was his birthday, and I needed to get a gift really quickly. And because it's not my love language, like, oh no, it's his birthday, I've got to get a gift away to him, I've got to wrap it up, etc. So I thought, he has a motorbike. So I went into the auto shop, and right there was this nice packaged gift of cleaning products. And I go, that's great. I will send it down. So a few days later, I get a phone call from my daughter. And she goes, Mom, I know when I get up, Mom, there's issues. And I go, yes. She says, you know his birthday present? And I go, yeah, did he like it? She says, you know he's bald. And I go, yeah. She said, will you send him shampoo and conditioner? And I'm going, no. I thought it was cleaning products for his bike. And then Kevin's birthday comes up. And he has a terrible birthday. It's two days before Christmas. And so once again, gifts are not my love language. And so I'm running around, oh no, I've got to get Kevin a birthday and a Christmas. And it's like, oh, I don't know what to get him. He's got everything. Then I spotted it. I wrapped it up. I put it in the garage. And then when it was birthday, I took him down and I showed him his birthday present. And he unwrapped it and he looked at it. He said, what is it? I said, it's a chainsaw. And he goes, well, what do I do with it? And I said, you cut down trees. And he goes, we don't have any trees. And I thought about it for a while. And I said, well, plant one and you can cut it down when it grows. You see, we're different. We have different love languages. And then, you see, my mother-in-law comes and stays. And just relax, I didn't upset my mother-in-law. But she comes and she, when we first got married, and she would go and she would clean the oven. And then she would go and iron. And it was like, do you not think that I can clean the oven? Do you think that I don't do any ironing? And what's with the cobwebs? And she said, and then I realized when I understood about love languages, it's her way of showing us she loves us. And that's how we can get confused within a church structure. That how do we get to love each other when God says it is so important, guys, that we love each other so that the world knows that we're his disciples. So it came to me when, well, I had been thinking about it, but on Sunday at lunch, out at the table topics, our topic was, what do you respect most in a person? And we had some great replies. Respect, of course, is one of them. Honouring each other, being faithful. And so they went on, and one of them was, don't judge. I respect a person when they don't judge. And as I said, these were all great things in what we respect from each other. And then I thought, you know something? What I would respect from a person is if they actually loved me and respected me for who I actually was. You know, whether I had a good day or a bad day, it would make no difference between any of us. And that's how I would like to look at everybody else. On a good day, it's easy to love you. On a bad day, it's not so easy. And so how do we get to do this? Because I understand it is very, very important to our God. So there are five different love languages. We've been through them. There's quality time. There's times of wanting to serve. There's touch. And I can go on. But I think there needs to be number six, or a universal love language that we can all grasp hold of, that we all understand and we can all relate to. And that is being Christ-like. If we are Christ-like, that love language is going to allow us to really, really set God on fire. Here's my children. They love each other because they want to be like me. How awesome is that? And I want to finish with another verse from Marita, verse. Hebrews 10:24-25. I love this verse. Discover ways to encourage each other and to motivate each other towards acts of compassion. Doing beautiful works as expression of love. So the words that jump out, encourage. Let's encourage each other. Let's motivate each other so that we can show expressions of love. And understand the importance of having a sixth love language or a universal love language.